The first day after India went into a lockdown, I climbed up to the roof of our home in Kolkata. It was quiet, a kind of hush I had forgotten could happen in a city of some 18 million, including its suburbs. I could hear birds, not just crows, but birds of all sorts, rustling in the mango tree next door. The young, unripe mangoes, a bright, luminous green against the dark leaves. The drumstick tree on the other side was in flower, delicate white blossoms and long drumstick pods. For a moment, I felt disoriented. Normally at this time, I could hear the sound of traffic, the vendors cycling through the neighborhood trying to buy old scrap metal, the airplanes passing overhead, the sound of honking cars. But this bird song laden hush felt oddly familiar too. Then I remembered a few months ago I had gone up to the Himalayas. This is what it had sounded like up in the mountains, in our little bungalow in the middle of nowhere, waking up to the sound of bird song and a view of snow-capped peaks. In a strange way, the coronavirus had recreated that feeling, minus the snow-capped peaks, in the middle of Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The pandemic is wreaking havoc, unleashing so much suffering in India and beyond. Thousands and thousands of Indians, poor day laborers, had been stuck on the road for the first few days, unable to return to their homes. Railway compartments have been turned into quarantine chambers. And yet amidst all this havoc, nature is breathing. In the city of Jalandhar in northern India, over 200 kilometers from the mountains, residents woke up one day and for the first time in at least 30 years saw snow-capped Himalayas from their rooftops. The Yamuna River, usually a gray-brown sludge thanks to factories pumping their waste into it, is blue again. Peacocks are dancing. Living in Kolkata, I am looking at my city with new eyes and listening to its heartbeat in a way I never had. I saw a mongoose in our garden the other day, standing on its hind legs. A snake sunned itself on the wall. A yellow and black bird with a long tail hops around the tree next door. Crow pheasants waddle in the empty lot behind the house. Woodpeckers have shown up. Black and white with a bright red crest. Little gray palm squirrels with black stripes on their back run up and down the trees all day long, chirping excitedly. It's like I found Thoreau's Walden Pond in my own urban backyard. All day long, the street, which would usually see a steady stream of vendors, sits empty, baking in the hot summer sun. There's no endless stream of couriers pulling up on noisy motorbikes to deliver telephone bills and Amazon packages. The only regular visitor is the trash collector. He too has a mask on his face as he goes from door to door, blowing his whistle and picking up trash. The only other sound we listen for is the vegetable vendor who comes once a day on a bicycle cart, blowing his squeaky horn. He has a mask on his face and a cart filled with potatoes and onions and cauliflowers and wilting spinach. For once, no one bargains or complains about the quality. Some days he's late, and we stand at the door waiting as if for Godot, because we're out of limes or onions. One day we had a bonus visitor. A man rode by on a bicycle, selling green coconuts. Our dog, the self-appointed guardian of the neighborhood, barked vigorously, perhaps because he was thankful that he had something to bark at finally. Our garden tomatoes have been harvested, and the eggplants, we are watching the papaya grow. Garden vegetables, once a hobby, are now a lifeline of sorts. They'll save us one trip to the market, where food shops are open, but often low in supplies. A neighbor died, though not of the virus. My sister paid a condolence visit, standing on the street with a makeshift mask covering her face, while the neighbor's daughter stood in her balcony, mourning at social distance. But nature marks the season, whether or not our human world is out of whack. After a sudden storm, the ground is littered with tiny green mangoes the size of ping pong balls. There are no kids around to collect them. The koel bird calls incessantly, as it does every spring. Soon, it will all be back to its old, noisy, polluted self. But for these few weeks, as humans suffer, the earth is healing itself. I just wish we didn't need a pandemic to hear our earth breathe. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.